It's What's for Dinner is one of America's most iconic food brands. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. When the Chekhov-funded brand launched in 1992, radio and TV ads featured celebrity voiceovers and Aaron Copland music. The brand is still around and still driving demand for beef. Back with more after this.
Who needs music when you can listen to the savory sounds of beef? The sizzling, popping, and crackling of a bone-in prime rib roast over an open fire. That's music to our ears. Add beef to your next holiday playlist with our shoppable holiday recipes. Only at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers. Nicely done, beef. Chestnuts tip their hats to you this holiday, because they aren't the only things roasting on an open fire. From tenderloins and prime ribs to briskets and tri-tips, you always make this the most drool-worthy time of the year. Browse our shoppable holiday recipes only at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
The Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign was and continues to be a success. Susan Solorio, Senior Executive Director of Brand Marketing at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Chekhov, tells Brownfield the brand has evolved for a new generation of consumers.
A lot of the success of Beef It's What's for Dinner really goes to the recognition that beef farmers and ranchers continue to invest in that brand, and then also really continue to challenge the status quo in helping mold that brand and shape that brand for what the consumer at this point in time wants. So if you think back to what was happening in the 1980s and the early 90s when Beef It's What's for Dinner was launched, using celebrity voices and celebrity names in order to help bring that brand to the forefront of consumers' minds was extremely successful. And we certainly still do work with a variety of different talents, maybe not celebrities on the same level as we did in the 1980s or 1990s, but we partner with a lot of different chefs, for example, to help people understand how to cook beef, how to prepare beef, even the nutritional value of beef. And then we have certainly really continued to push the envelope in terms of the advertising and the promotion. Right now, in fact, we're running our drool log and our holiday campaign, and that was coming off of the great success of our summer grilling campaign called United We Steak. So I really think, again, it's about the beef farmers and ranchers, the leadership, the state beef councils that recognize that we need to build in the equity of what originally launched that brand, which is that declaration that beef is that premier king of protein. But then again, try to find new ways to advertise and promote beef to consumers that reaches them in the environment that they operate in today.
Solorio said when the brand was relaunched in 2017, they held many consumer focus groups trying to understand what people think about when they hear the brand today. A couple of things rose to the top. Consumers love the strong but not overpowering declarative statement, reminding people that beef is what you want for dinner. Secondly, they were interested in the fact that beef farmers and ranchers are the people behind the iconic brand. Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.